Chapter 23. Ross, Hanged or Home. Ross's fingers throbbed as he typed. The red edges along the rims of his nails were nearly bleeding from his constant, savage biting. The problem was, he didn't know how to stop himself. Anxiety would course through his body, and the chewing would begin. It was a pattern that was developing, and Ross had no idea how to end it. One minute the sight would be expeditiously moving along, as smooth as water to a stone, and then out of nowhere, boom, some sort of cataclysmic event would occur. Server crashes, hackers trying to break into the Bitcoin bank, bad code that needed replacing, good code that needed updating, conflicts between drug buyers and drug dealers, lost packages, scam artists, and stolen bitcoins. While these issues were understandable given the nature of his work, they would come out of nowhere, and Ross was forced to fix them immediately, no matter where he was. Sometimes these problems were easily resolvable, like plugging holes in the ship when hackers attacked. Other problems had been plaguing the site since it began, like finding where those holes were before the hackers found them. And yet occasionally, a problem arose that would cost Ross tens of thousands of dollars in a matter of minutes. For example, in a single day recently, he had found out, someone had managed to steal $75,000 in bitcoins because of some second-rate programming Ross had written. Those were the days that he would begin incessantly biting his nails. Luckily for Ross, losing $75,000 wasn't going to bankrupt him. He was now making so much money from the site that he was having trouble laundering it into physical cash. Back in December, the Silk Road had been processing $500,000 in drug sales each month. Now, in late March, the site was doing $500,000 in sales a week. When Variety Jones looked at the growth charts, his response to the Dread Pirate Roberts was apropos. "Fuck me," he wrote. "I mean, in my mind, I knew it, but seeing the graph, well, fuck me." The graph he was referring to was of a yellow line that illustrated growth and profits on the site and pointed straight upward to the right and all the way off the page. Variety Jones took a few minutes to do some math. His calculations predicted that, at the current growth rate, sales would be up to $1 million a week by April, just a month from now, and double that by midsummer. He told Ross that in the worst-case scenario, 2012 would end up being a $100 million year for the site. And if things stayed on the current trajectory, by the end of 2013, the Silk Road would be processing nearly $1 billion a year in drug sales. Ross's cut from the commission fees was now averaging $10,000 a day and growing higher, quite literally, by the hour. In reality, Ross's wealth was doubling and tripling every few weeks as the exchange rate for bitcoins rose. If Ross had $100,000 in one of his bitcoin accounts on Monday, it could be worth as much as $200,000 by Friday without his doing a thing. If VJ's predictions were correct, in a bear case, Ross could personally be making $100 million a year by 2014. In a bull case, if the current value of bitcoins continued to grow as it had been doing, he could be making 10 times that in no time at all. But the pile of digital money introduced a whole new set of problems. Besides the issue of turning it into cash, and doing so without the tax man finding out, more money meant more customers, and that brought a slew of issues. There were the rampant conflicts on the site between dealers and buyers, slowing servers overloaded with new visitors, and a lot more attention from law enforcement. "All that money won't be worth much if we're behind bars," Ross wrote to VJ as they discussed the site's vertiginous growth and the anxiety that came with it. Anxiety that Ross knew he had to take a hold of, or it would take a hold of him, inevitably leading to a mistake. A mistake was the surest way to be caught. and being caught was the absolute last thing Ross, Vijay, or the tens of thousands of people now buying and selling on the site wanted. "We need contingencies," Vijay argued, "and a plan." So with Variety Jones's guidance, Ross came up with just that, a plan. First and foremost, Ross would leave Australia and go home. Traveling had given him some much-needed perspective, but months on the road had also given him a whole new set of worries. At first he had found solace and comfort staying with his sister in Australia. He fell in love with the idyllic climate and the fun that came with that, including being battered around by the Bondi Beach waves. With no day job to tie him down, Ross had soon set out for a month jaunting around Asia. Looking just like every other backpacker trekking through the islands around the Pacific Ocean, he stayed in youth hostels and ate noodles from roadside vendors. The only difference between him and the throwaway friends he met along the way was that they were mostly broke college students exploring the world before they moved back to America or Europe to get a job and settle down. Whereas Ross was surreptitiously running the biggest drug-dealing website in the world and was personally worth millions of dollars. Blending in had been easy, with his scarce belongings and scraggly hair. That was until something went wrong on the site. Ross had been left with no choice but to try running the Silk Road from internet cafes and glacially slow Wi-Fi hotspots across Asia, which meant every single time he had to check the site, there were dozens of prying eyes to peer over his shoulder. This meant that in the middle of conversations, he would tell his employees he had to relocate. "I'm going to move location," he wrote. "BRB. Moving location. I don't like this spot anymore. Gotta move, I'll be right back. Changing location." Sometimes he would just slam his laptop shut if someone caught a glimpse of his computer screen. Then he would scurry away, hopefully unnoticed. But often he didn't have any choice but to be stuck near the internet, hovering like a fly waiting for a dog to take a shit. Under the guise of the Dread Pirate Roberts, Ross told his confidant, "I organize my life around being on my computer in private." And this lifestyle was killing him. "BRB, gotta move." In one of the more nauseating experiences, while on his travels, Ross had set off to a sleepy surfer town in the middle of the jungle in Thailand. The plan was to lap up the waves, enjoy the beach, hike through the palm trees, maybe smoke some weed, and, if all went well, meet a pretty young backpacker. Except something went catastrophically awry on the site the moment he pulled into town. Someone had started stealing bitcoins from his account as a result of a major programming error. Ross had no choice but to fix it right there and then, and it wasn't an easy fix. He was holed up from morning until night in the local internet cafe, incessantly biting his nails, while he tried desperately to stop the Bitcoin robbery, all while locals and backpackers lackadaisically wandered down the jungle town's dirt roads, drank beers, and surfed in the warm ocean waves. "The people there thought I was a nut," Ross later told Variety Jones. "There I was, 18 hours a day on my laptop, chewing my nails off. All these mellow people on vacation, looking at me like, 'WTF is up with that guy?'" Adding to his anxiety, Ross was terrified that someone would see the Silk Road logo or images of drugs on his screen or ask questions about the code he was writing. Worse, a local, trying to gain favor with his local cop buddies, might anonymously alert the authorities. The anxiety could be petrifying when he was at his most lucid. Given that Ross's site was making it possible to buy drugs from anywhere with internet access, he was technically a wanted man all around the world. That meant he could be subject to the laws of almost any country on the planet. and the last place Ross wanted to be arrested for enabling the sale of vast amounts of drugs was in Southeast Asia, where Westerners had been hanged when they were caught trafficking mere ounces of heroin. So there was only one thing to do. When it was clear that Erica's Facebook post had gone unnoticed, and that no one else suspected him of being anyone but Ross Ulbricht, he set a date to return to Texas. That alone didn't resolve the anxiety of running the site. But Ross had a plan there, too. He promised Variety Jones that he would start taking long walks, eating healthier meals to stay focused, and tripling his daily meditation quota to at least 30 minutes before he went to sleep. With VJ counseling him, Ross was going to try to handle the stresses that came with running the biggest drug website the world had ever seen. As for the nails, on April 10th, a few days before he left Australia, he walked into a pharmacy, slid a few dollars across the counter, and walked out with a bottle of anti-nail-biting formula. He excitedly told Variety Jones about his new purchase. Ross said that he was going to apply the magic ointment to his nails at least once a day for the next week. "Time to kick the habit," he told VJ. But he wouldn't be able to kick it for long. Upon returning to America, Ross was going to discover that not only had the Silk Road grown immensely over the past few months, but law enforcement's zeal to capture the Dread Pirate Roberts had too.